is Winfrey. This is our Monday night conference call, and we say hello to everybody, everywhere, who's listening in, particularly since I didn't send a notice out, and I had a really good topic tonight. Oh, well, people were just on the replays. This is a, what do you call it? God, I can't even remember. It's a, anybody help me? What is this? It's a simulcast. It's a simulcast between our telephone line and BBS radio. And we have a number of people on the line, a few. And what we do is, where are you, Terry?
I'm in the church parking lot across from Academy House.
Oh, you are? Okay, you're back.
All yeah. Right.
What we do is have Wynn and Terry, and we bring in messages. I better shut this down and go.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hi, just telling me to start the recorder.
Or pin followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
I'd like to welcome everybody who just is tuning in on the replay lines. And this is Monday, August, April. God, am I out of it today? May 17th. Monday, May 17th. And Wynn and Terry in Los Angeles. And we are not together. We are not hitting ground running today. Terry went to the dentist, and I just got back from the bank. And it's we're waiting a moment for the energies to kind of come together so that we can feel copacetic. And we need to get a relaxed, together energy to be able to talk to our sources. And if you're listening for the first time, one of the things, one of the main things we do on this Monday night call is that we communicate with intelligence in other realms. And that intelligence describes itself as group souls. And one of the amazing things that those people that have been coming into the line regularly, I believe, are noticing is that the idea that we're all one, we actually, many of us, have learned to feel the energy. And how do you describe this? How do you describe an energy that's in another realm that's intelligent? And we can barely imagine how it feels to be them. We're the recipient of their communications. We can feel their energies moving through our bodies. And who are they? And what do they, where do they travel from where they are to get here? I have a very interesting topic that I picked tonight. And I didn't get a chance to send it out. So I hope people are listening, but maybe they'll listen on the replays when I announce it. Because I thought we would have a discussion on life in other realms and life on other planets and the dispensation of some of those life forms from the perspective of our sources. And the question would be, do they work with those life forms? Or are they cut off like us? What planets have life forms that are connected? And which ones have life forms that are separated? Which ones have life forms that have any interaction with our planet, both negative and positive? I don't know if we want to know that, but we might ask it. And what planets are we derivative of as humans? Because those of you who have studied my material have come across the idea that humans are derivative of different planets. Now, how does that work? It's because your soul energy keeps reincarnating. And apparently, you could have been on one planet 1,000 lifetimes ago in another star system, and you end up eventually incarnating on Earth with no memory of any past on this planet, and certainly not other planets. And according to our information, we've gone through hundreds and maybe even thousands of lifetimes on different planets as well as Earth. So I think that's a very interesting topic for this evening. Terry, is that okay with you?
Yeah.
You don't know those answers, do you, in advance?
I don't know.
You don't know? Are you on a good microphone now?
I'm on the headset. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you okay. The good thing about the headset is when your head moves, the headset moves, so we don't lose you, right?
Right.
Okay. So, this is a really interesting topic. I mean, we don't know what we're going to hear when we discuss this. What we're going to do first is call in the light and create a group energy amongst all of us and a protected space, so that we can communicate in that space. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, each person listening on BBS radio, and each person that will listen to this in the future, either on the downloads or the replay line. We ask that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the positive center of the universe through the galaxies, through the planets, through the spheres of energy around the Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy, a coming together of all our consciousnesses, and while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating in the Christed light, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have a source present?
Yes. This is the Elohim and Ra group. Elements of the Ra group, and we are connected with you this May 17th, 2010, through Jerry Brown in Los Angeles, California. As we move into this, we are bounced back out by the great amount of people nearby at the Staples Center. And this is a cohesive energy within the area of the Staples Center as they are together to get a game, that they make one consensus reality, and they are creating
entry and exit signs are off.
That makes it harder to move into this area. We are pleased to be with you, and we greet each and every one of you on the line and each and every individual who will listen at a later time. We are very pleased to connect with each and every one of you. Do you have questions?
Is there a sports game going on at the Staples Center?
There is a sports game that will be going on at the Staples Center, and people are beginning to collect.
The Staples Center is a huge auditorium and playing field, I guess about half a mile from Terry's house in downtown L.A. So is our topic, but I suggest that tonight, a suitable topic to talk about?
Yes, we will see where we go with this.
Okay. Well, we spent quite a few of our Mondays discussing how the universe got created. And now we're in a universe that is created, and we have many planets, many solar systems, and many galaxies. And maybe a first question would be, what was the first planet and solar system that had a humanoid form of life?
That had a what?
Humanoid, human type, or intelligent life that had what's called a soul.
There was a number of planets that developed simultaneously in parallel time that had humans developing.
A number at one time, you mean?
Yes, 11.
Not just one.
There was about 11. And at first, they did not have humanoid life. This was over time. It was developed.
And were the first humanoids evolved out of the planet directly?
It started with the lower life forms, and as energy moved through the, we call it life energy, moved through other life energy, it focused and developed forms that did not survive, and other forms survived. There was a rudimentary small animal, for instance, similar to a monkey that began to exist on some of these planets.
Billions of years ago, I would imagine.
Yes. And the Creator Gods were pleased. Has this looked like a great source of satisfaction and joy, and you might say entertainment?
what are the creator gods subsets of the Elohim?
Yes, as the creator gods then began to move down and to take part in the embodiment of creations and made joy with manifesting the creations and walking them around or flying them around and began to inhabit them and joyfully began to manifest in the more solid realms.
Now, originally, were the creator gods just energy forms?
Yes.
With no bodies?
Yes.
And they were actually operating from outside the realm, creating it maybe like we would look in a fishbowl or a fish tank, something like that?
Not exactly like that, because there was the ability to move in and out of your so-called fish tank.
Well, when they were just energies and they moved in, could they manifest the body temporarily or take over a body of an existing form? How did that work?
They were able to manifest a body and to make thin matter that could then have form much as the blue sphere is a housing for the energy as it moves into the energy field of the earth plane and the plane above the earth plane.
The blue sphere. You're talking about the blue sphere that was on my elbow in that picture?
Yes.
Okay. So that was the beginning of a manifestation from an interdimensional source, which I believe was said to be the Ra group, correct?
Yes.
A part of the Ra group. Or would that have been one individual in the Ra group, or would that have been a team?
Yes. Yes.
One individual?
Yes.
So when you see an orb, it's the representation of an individual soul in another dimension?
Yes.
Now, I know I'm not going to understand this, but I'll ask it. How does a soul that's in another dimension create an orb to interface with this dimension? Do they have to connect with an energy of someone down here, or can they just pick a spot and say, okay, we're going to move in through that orb? And through that orb, can they see, if see is the right word, can they see the room or the space around the orb?
Yes. They can see the room. They can experience vision, sound, sensation, and they do not need to connect to somebody to come in. However, they generally do have an object to come into, an energy that is receptive to them.
Mm-hmm. So, why is it that oftentimes these orbs are visible on cameras but not to the naked eye?
The eye does not pick up the frequency of the orb as easily as it is a slightly different spectrum as the camera can, ticket up.
I see. What else can orbs do that I'm not asking, if anything?
Orbs can move by intention. Orbs can impart information if one could hear it. Orbs can set our mood or converge with another. To bring healing orbs are essentially the body manifestation of an energy form without a formatted focusing system.
Now, the being behind the orb is just energy, correct?
The being manifests energy. However, the being is a part of all that is and has been walled off into a unique intelligence unit.
I see. While we're having this conversation, I would imagine there's a bunch of these unique intelligence units paying attention to all of us. Is that true?
Yes.
And also the people on this line, and maybe even the people that are listening on BBS, are kind of under the observation of interdimensional intelligence units.
That's correct.
And they are
now,
the Ra.
They're the Ra group. However, the Elohim group is also attending your sessions.
Uh-huh. Now, the Elohim group does not move around in these round orbs. Is that correct? Small ones.
They may move within an orb, or they may not have such form and may move as a unformed energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were going to talk about life on other planets, and I know there's a number of metaphysical books that talk about some of the planets. Are there planets that are outside the, how far out does the universe go? Is there a place where it ends, where there's no more planets, or there's no more life?
The universe is moved. It is similar to a being in that it is formed and formatted within the nothingness of the being that is all that is, and it is formatted into shape, and within the confines of that formatting, all that is manifest in the physical realm and in the other manifest realms exist.
Wow. When the Elohim take the universe into account, can they connect with the entire universe, or a large part of it, in one connection?
Yes.
So what looks like huge expanse to us is not a huge expanse to the Elohim.
It depends upon your viewpoint, or one's viewpoint. The same with Earth, as we can view Earth within one glance, or we can change our parameters and exist within the whole of the universe and be that. The feeling of each is very different as to view the planet Earth. There are smallnesses going on. However, it is one singular planet. To view the occupy the space and to view the universe, to pay attention to it all, is like a immense patchwork quilt of different energies, wherein when we focus on one part, we get star nebulae, and we focus on another part, we get suns. It is depending upon where we focus our energy, what we perceive.
Thank you. That brings up a good point. We know that the Ra group has worked, at least we think we know, we think we understand that the Ra group has worked rather closely with our planet throughout history, attempting to create circumstances that humans could evolve and expand. Does the Ra group do this for other planets as well?
They are. Give us a moment. They are more local at this time and are most focused upon the individuals from the Earth plane. Their history is more of this sector, and they are more committed to this sector at this time.
The Ra group originally came from Sirius and then to Venus. Is that correct?
They came from a different star system in Andromeda and came to Earth in space vehicles and developed a civilization on Venus, which eventually they left, graduated, and stayed within the outer sphere on the other side of the energy barrier to be available to life within the solar system and to help process the energy changes within the solar system.
At one point, it was said in one of our questions that there are other universes existing concurrently with ours. Is that true? Maybe I shouldn't ask this. I might get Terry a headache looking at this stuff.
Well, there are other parallel universes, yes.
Is there ever any lead through from one universe to another, like through a black hole or somewhere else, where beings from one universe can move into another universe?
Yes, there is. There can be lead through.
Is that positive, negative, or sometimes both?
Say the question again.
Would we consider that positive, negative, or different things at different times?
Positive and negative have to do with outcomes in the realm where one is, and the lead through could co-join with energies in your realm, or could create negativity depending upon the intentions of the individuals, as the individuals, in order to so connect with the other realm to get lead through, need to have an orientation which attracts the energy from the other, universe.
I think I meant to ask the question this way. Are the beings that travel from one universe to another predominantly service to self, service to others, or mixed?
Within your universe, there are means of travel with spaceships, and the spaceships have a route and stop-offs, and deliver goods and services from planet to planet. Earth has not gotten on the stopover, as it is more walled off due to its more warlike nature. Now, you asked concerning travel from universe to universe. Would you repeat your question?
Well, it's a bit mind-boggling, and I'm trying to even grasp it. Like, what is another universe, and how does it exist? But the idea of traveling from one universe to another, if it's possible, one would think that there are beings that do that, that have learned how to shuttle, just as there's beings that have learned how to traverse dimensions in this universe. And so I was wondering if you could explain that.
It can sometimes happen accidentally when one moves into the coordinates of another universe and then translates, or one in the other universe. moves into the coordinates of this universe and translates here, it is an odd effect that individuals do not generally survive, or they become very, very displaced and disoriented.
So there's no, like, regular means of transportation between universes that works in a way that is predictable.
We do not wish to look into this area at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And at this time, could we ask if there's any planets in our solar system that have life forms on it, anything like ours?
There are life forms on Mars, and there are life forms, well, they rudimentary nature on Mercury. And we remind you that all is alive and therefore can move into a life form. The consciousness of the minerals can take form and begin to develop into rudimentary life forms. So there's a potential life on every single planet more than the cold planet.
So you're getting a little fuzzy.
The cold planet in the outer reaches of the solar system, there is a planet that has ice and carbon dioxide ice, and all has its own consciousness. You ask the question within this particular bandwidth of forms that move around on a planet and are generally thought of to exist within the responsive temperature range similar to Earth. However, life can exist under different conditions and colder conditions as the planets are made of minerals and materials which are rudimentary consciousness that are beginning to have form, but not the form that you would think of being life.
Thank you. That's on Earth, correct?
Pardon?
Is that on Earth or is that all over?
No, this is in all of the planets within your solar system. In fact, all planetary bodies have consciousness of different varieties. It has intelligence of different varieties, and there is communication between the star and the surrounding bodies.
Okay. Are planets divided into service to self and service to others? Or are they mostly mixed within the planet?
When we consider consciousnesses, they are somewhat different than and broader in category than you are considering. And the service to self and service to others takes form as a motive eventually swaying one way or another, wherein if we are speaking of minerals, the minerals are generally more service to self in that they are promoting their own survival as the mineral kingdom. The service to others generally comes about when the individual is more developed and has more ability to be aware of others than its own self.
I'm not sure of the answer. With the answer that most planets are of mixed polarity, most populated planets are in each one an individual case.
You're getting fuzzy. What? Would you repeat that?
So the question was, are most planets, mineral kingdom is service to self. Are the humanoid or beings with what you could call souls on most planets, would they have a tendency to be mixed polarity in general?
A soul is generally a more developed being that comes in to occupy a body. We could only say that some humanoids are very service to self, and it is only the more advanced beings that are service to others.
Thank you. Now, Edgar Cayce, in one of his readings, made the indication that when a human dies, their spirit visits other planets for learning, that there's schools that take place in other dimensions on other planets. Could you comment on that idea?
The planets can use the individuals, or the individuals can use the planet as a base. And the base that does not have to be in the visible frequency, but can be in other frequencies, and the individuals can then move into schools within the planetary sphere, such as Jupiter, that is based within the higher spectrums of that planet, or the sun, which is based in the higher dimensions, based in the sun.
Thank you. We have about two more minutes left, and maybe I'll just turn it over to you and let you do any closing or comments about the topic or anything that would be in our highest interest to hear about.
The Earth is more toward the edge of the galaxy within which you reside, and as such it is off the beaten track. It has been used in the past for mining of minerals, wherein regular trade routes are set up within the galaxy for exploration and for mining, and then other routes for exchange of products between planets. At this time, Earth is more off-limits and is not on the trade route to exchange products. However, there are some operations still that had been attempting to mine, and at this time, even the mining is off limits, as the individuals do not wish to encounter the difficulties in accessing the minerals on the Earth plane at this time, and the general population of Earth is off limits based upon the somewhat degraded population who is more warlike and diverse than that on other planets. Other planet populations are more harmonious within their own population and more caring of others and work together with other planets more easily.
Thank you. You know what? We're a little over, so we'll say goodbye on the session. And thank you so much for being here and answering our questions. I thank everyone on BBS who's coming regularly and holding the energy. And we'll see you all next time. And our website is messageaday.net.
One, stop. This conference is no longer being recorded.